Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, I am Julian Clary, and as the minute waltz fades away, it is my intense pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute. And for this recording, I have the additional thrill of welcoming our audience who are joining us via remote recording technology from living rooms and bedrooms all around the world. Some of you, no doubt, are dressed in leisure wear. Don't try and deny it. I'd also like to introduce four talented and eloquent people who have joined me in the radio theatre here to play Just a Minute this week. They are Tony Hawkes, Joe Brand, Shappi Kosandi, and Giles Brandreth. Please welcome all four of them. Now, if you've heard this show before, you'll know I'll be asking them to speak on a subject that I give them for 60 seconds, and they must speak without hesitation, repetition, or, heaven forbid, deviation. So let's begin. Giles Brandreth, the subject I have for you is spring cleaning. Can you, Giles, speak for 60 seconds on spring cleaning? Your time starts now.
Spring cleaning. My first experience of spring cleaning dates back to a holiday job I had in France, working for an animation company that made a television series that became known in this country as The Magic Roundabout. One of the stars of the show was a character called Zebedee, who bounced about on a spring. And I was seconded to clean his spring. And I loved doing so, because it was explained to me that the spring was the soul of this little fellow. It was the essence of his being. And when he went boing with cleanliness added, I knew I was contributed to the gaiety of nations. And this was an international...
Oh, at last. Joe has interrupted. What's the nature of your interruption, Joe?
Well, maybe deviation or possibly hesitating. Or what's the other one?
Repetition is the other one.
Oh, repetition, yeah.
Well, I'm... Yeah. You've got to decide which one.
All of them.
All of them. I don't know that you actually did any of those.
Well, I think I could get him for deviation. Very picky, but he said Zebedee goes boying. And Zebedee didn't go boying. The spring went boying.
But I then explained that the spring was his soul.
That's anyway, nice. It's far too late. You can't suddenly spend 5 minutes thinking up what you're going to object to. I'm going to give the subject back to you, Giles, on the understanding that in the next 10 seconds, you say something funny. You have 18 seconds and your time starts now.
I don't like the terms of this contract that we've established.
That was Tony.
Well, he's clearly not happy with this, and he clearly wasn't going to be able to say anything funny, so I think I should skip.
He's deviated, is what you're saying. He's deviated.
Deviation.
Very good. You have the subject now. 15 seconds left, starting now.
I like to put a little pinny on, nothing else, and go...
Joe, once again.
That is the sort of thing a deviant would say.
It's right. I agree. So let's hear from you, Joe, on this subject of spring cleaning. You've got a mere 10 seconds to fill, starting now.
I hate spring cleaning. And that is because I am a woman. And all women cannot...
Interrupted by Shappi.
Incorrectly. Woman, women.
Yes.
Sorry, incorrect.
I am the size of two women, so I can see where you got confused.
Okay, in that case, we give an extra point to Joe and you carry on with 2 seconds left, starting now.
I love a feather duster, but...
So, as the whistle went, Joe Brown was speaking and she gets yet another point. And now the next round is with you, Joe. Let's see what the cards have in store. And it's... The word is... Collywobbles. That's what it says here. Collywobbles. Can you tell us all you know about collywobbles in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, collywobbles is not something a sheepdog has if it's been in the pub for too long. Collywobbles is a situation, apparently, where you either feel anxious or you feel nauseous. Two very different things, really. So let's tackle anxiety first.
Giles.
is a bit...
Thanks to my family for saying, there.
Yeah. Hesitation.
I quite agree, Giles. There was a pause and an and yeah. That counts as hesitation. The subject is now with you, Giles. 37 seconds starting now.
I don't think Joe is correct here. I believe this is the issue of the hour. Obese dogs. Never mind fat cats. Wobbling collies is not what we want.
Joe is coming back at you. Yes, Joe?
Are you calling me an obese dog, Giles?
Well, it wasn't a proper interruption, but I did enjoy it.
Thank you, Julian.
So I will give you an extra point for that.
Oh,
and
thanks.
I will give Giles an extra point for an incorrect interruption. And you carry on, Giles. Collie wobbles, 27 seconds starting now.
As I recall, the word comes to us from cholera morbus. In the 19th century, it was introduced as a term for having an unpleasant stomach associated with cholera. And that is the origin of this phrase, which...
Oh, so educational. Tony, how could you stop him?
Well, I was writing all the details down, obviously. But he hesitated. He struggled. He couldn't get the last word out.
He tripped over his own
knowledge.
But it's true. Tony, collie wobbles. Will it be as interesting? I doubt it. 13 seconds starting now.
I always get the collie wobbles before I do this show because I'm fearful that I won't turn in a performance commensurate with the enormous fee.
Joe? Yes, Joe?
I think Tony sort of, I don't know what this is, it might be deviation, but he sort of, you pronounced your sentence very weirdly, so it didn't make sense. And I think he's lost the meaning and the understanding.
Well, I think that's quibbling a little bit. On this occasion, I'm going to give Tony the benefit of the doubt, as Nicholas would say. And you carry on, Tony. 4 seconds starting now.
I did actually have cholera downstairs, but I had it sorted out by a man who came...
Tony Hawkes was speaking at the end of that round, gets an extra point. Were you trying to say something?
Well, I was just trying to ask, you mean downstairs in your house or downstairs on your body?
I know, that's what I thought.
It doesn't matter, the round is over.
Right, Tony Hawkes, as if we hadn't had enough, it's now your topic, and it's visiting Iceland. 60 seconds. And your time starts now.
I'm not interested in Asda, Aldi, Lidl. Give me Iceland.
Shappy.
I'm so sorry. It's Lidl.
Lidl. So your interruption is deviation.
Deviation?
Yes.
And not knowing how to properly pronounce
budgets. It's a German word. Is it not German?
Lidl, like little.
But don't they say Lidl, the Germans?
They say Lidl because it's spelt little, which is L-I-D-L. Whereas Lidl would be L-I-E-D-L.
Well, shall I start calling someone Tina, who's called Tina from now on?
What, as in?
Tina Turner.
No, not Tina, because Tina would be double N. Did you go to university, for heaven's sake?
Look, I've always said Lidl, and I've always been happy with it.
I don't believe you have always said Lidl, and people at home will be very upset that you've mispronounced it, so...
People at home go to Waitrose.
I'm going to count that as a correct interruption for deviation, and don't do it again.
I won't. Goodness
Shappy,
me.
You have the subject of visiting Iceland, and you've got loads of time left. You've got 54 seconds starting now.
Visiting Iceland is something I've never done and wish to do, not just to discover their incredible musical talents that they must have other than Björk. I would like to visit Iceland one day and start my own supermarket there. I'm going to call it Lidl. Everybody's going to love it. We are going to sell cut price figurines of Tony Hawk's.
Interrupted by Tony
Hawk. Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid it was a hesitation. Correct interruption. Extra point to you, Tony, and you have the subject starting now.
The Iceland in that I...
Very angry buzzing from Giles. What's your trouble?
Hesitation.
Hesitation.
Fumbling, stumbling.
OK. You going to defend yourself, Tony?
No.
No. Giles, you've got 26 seconds on visiting Iceland, starting now.
Visiting Iceland is one of the things I like doing most. I've been on a number of occasions. I feel I've met almost all of the 362,000 people who live in that extraordinary country, which gave us words like Giza, a wonderful nomenclature they have over there. On Thursday nights, until quite recently, they didn't have television because they wanted to encourage people to read. It is the most remarkable place on the planet. And I adore Icelandic people.
Oh, I know where I'm going for my holidays. But Joe has interrupted you. What is your interruption for, Joe?
All this going on in a shop with a load of freezers in it. It was just adoration. I wasn't really interrupting, sorry.
OK, no, it was nice to hear from you, though. And let's get back to the people who invented geezers. Giles. 1 second, starting now.
Saga is another of the words that comes from Iceland.
Giles is speaking at the end of that and gets an extra point. And at the end of that round, I can tell you Tony is in the lead with 6 points. Giles and Joe level in second place with 2. And Shappy's having a lovely day out. She's got 2 points. Giles, we're back with you, and the subject on the card is Delia Smith. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation on Delia Smith, starting now?
I can indeed speak without hesitation, deviation, or repetition on Delia Smith because she has filled my dreams and my life throughout it, because I adore this woman who is a commander of the Order of the British Empire and a companion of honour and the person who taught me how to boil an egg. I first came across her in the late 1960s when I worked for the Mirror magazine, where her future husband, Michael Wynne Jones, made me a member of the National Union of Journalists. They subsequently got married and went on to create an extraordinary career together, which has included supporting Norwich City.
Joe has interrupted you, yes?
If they went on to build an extraordinary career together, why have I never heard his name before?
Because she is so dazzling, so glorious, and he allows her to be the sun, but he is there.
It's Delia we want to hear about. We want more Delia, never
yes,
mind all the other people.
We don't hear about Michael. Is that his name?
Michael Wynne Jones.
I've no interest in Michael. It's a warning, but I am going to carry on yes. with you, Giles. You've got 24 seconds to stick to the topic of Delia Smith, starting now.
The other Delia Smith in my life was the girl who sat next to me in the front row at school and used to do doodles on her hip with a biro. I found this quite distracting during maths and is the reason that my O-levels are...
Oh, this heterosexual dirty talk is turning my stomach. Thankfully, Tony has interrupted.
Yes, deviation. And I think he did say the front row of school, as if there is a front row of school where people are just sort of lined up in the front row of a school. It's an absurd notion, and it's not acceptable. And frankly, I think he must be very embarrassed by having said it.
So within the rules of...
Deviation, there is no front row of a school, ever.
OK. All right, Tony, calm yourself.
I mean, this is so absurd. Our listeners are front row people. Indeed, we call our arts programme on radio for Front Row.
You could have
because we value it so much. The front row is at the core of the message of what Radio 4 is about.
Giles, you can have a front row of a class. You can't have a front row of a school.
It was a very small school.
Yes, all right.
And you can, but you can. For example, in the school photograph, there is the front row. The front row of the school is there. And in fact...
You said you were in maths.
Yeah, indeed.
Well, then, shut up.
Can I please prize you two apart and urge both of you to keep your dignity? Just a game. Tony, you have 10 seconds to continue with this subject, and your time starts now.
I went into a library and saw a book called How to Cook Delia Smith, and I thought, surely that's illegal. I know that she's a chef of some renown, but surely putting her...
Tony, was talking as we finished with Delia Smith.
I just throw this in.
Oh, yes.
I imagine we've got this subject because when the programme goes out, the nation will be celebrating the 80th birthday of Delia Smith, who will be 80 in June of this year. Isn't that extraordinary?
Oh, how lovely. A round of applause for Delia Smith. Yeah. Going to be She likes going to football matches in her spare time, doesn't she?
She loves Norwich City. I'm just hoping that things haven't gone wrong with her marriage. I will check up. But when I last saw them, they were together. Slightly bickering, but they were still together. So I'm hopeful all is well.
Well, that's 80-year-olds for you, isn't it? They do nothing but bicker at night. Chappie, you're the next topic, and it is. Oh, how nice. The perfect cup of tea. 60 seconds and your time starts now.
The perfect cup of tea is made the proper way in a samovar. None of this milk business. Nobody drinks like that tea in the places where tea is actually from, like India and China. It is a liquid that was...
You've been interrupted by Joe.
Yeah, I feel like a pedant. I'm sorry, Chappie, you said...
Speaking in a different language. Sensitive of you.
I'm going to overlook the on this occasion because you've only got 2 points.
And I know.
don't err again, Chappie. Okay. You have 45 seconds left, starting now.
The perfect cup of tea is one that somebody else makes for you. In my life, that's usually once a year on Mother's Day to go with toast and hundreds and thousands. I lie back and I enjoy this perfect cup of tea made by my dear children, I think they're called, and they put milk in it, and I said milk earlier.
Yes, several more ums. Giles?
She said milk earlier and seemed to be going through some kind of a midlife crisis, which involved disowning her children live on radio.
We can confirm that they are called children.
Have they got to that sort of age where they don't want to be called children anymore?
No. They're fine being called children. It's just that, Giles, I'm sad, because I think the first time I played this game, I was pregnant with my firstborn, so that was 14 years ago. Oh. And I've always come last.
Oh.
In all of these years, I've always come last.
It's not over yet.
You are currently bottom of the leaderboard, but I don't want you to give up hope. I want you to perk yourself up, because otherwise it's self-fulfilling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. I see no reason why you shouldn't come third. However, it was a correct interruption. Giles, you have 23 seconds left on the perfect cup of tea, starting now.
I feel just like a cup of tea, sloppy, wet and hot, and I know how to make the perfect one. You have to begin with bone china, and you put the milk in first so that the heat of the water, when it comes in with the tea, doesn't crack the vessel from which you are going to drink this beautiful, perfect cup of tea. The origin of the word tea comes, as we know, from China.
Well, thought we were never going to find out the origins, but well done, Giles. That's an extra point for talking as the whistle went. So let's move on. Tony, a holiday without the kids. You have 60 seconds and your time starts now.
I think back to the days before children came into my life, and I used to be very jealous looking at people who were travelling without kids, because it's a blissful thing not to have goats with you when you're travelling abroad.
Chappie has interrupted.
It's deviation, because first of all, you said you think back to the life before you had kids and you used to look at people without kids and feel jealous of them. Why would you have been jealous of them if you didn't have kids either?
Yes,
and then there was something about goats.
I think you're absolutely right. I think I was talking nonsense.
Yeah, I see no reason. I see no reason to quibble with that description of what you were doing. Chappie, you get an extra point, and the subject, a holiday without the kids... 42 seconds of it is now yours.
A holiday without the...
Tony has interrupted.
I've just realised if we buzz her a lot here, for no reason, she'll come third.
Incorrect interruption. Extra point for Chappie. And the subject still with you.
I'm enjoying the charity.
Your time, 41 seconds, starts now.
A holiday without...
Surely it would be patronising to do that, wouldn't it? I don't think Tony or I would want to be guilty of that.
No, you take your points where you can in this game. Extra point for you, Shappy, and you have 39 seconds starting now.
A holiday without the kids would be no fun because you would have no one to irritate. When my children are grown, I will borrow a baby, sit on a plane next to... or behind!
Giles has interrupted.
I was concerned that she now seems confident that she does have children. Is this because the crisis has been resolved? Are we calling them children now? You weren't a moment ago.
Well, they're grown now, so perhaps I should call them my adult children or my friends.
And then there was a moment of hesitation.
Ah, now we get to the nub of the matter within the rules. Yes, I'm afraid there was, Shappy.
Yeah.
And the subject is now with Giles. You have 30 seconds starting now.
I am still working at my age. Because I have three children, I have discovered that money is the one thing keeping me in touch with them. So the great relief, as far as I'm concerned, of holidays without the children is that they have become cheaper. Just my wife and I and a pair of deck chairs on the beach at Broadstairs, where we reminisce about the joys of those extravagant holidays when we took the kids to foreign climes and watched them having rows with one another and not really...
Shappy's interrupted.
I'm afraid you're talking about holidays with kids now.
Very good, very good. I'm going to accept your interruption, Shappy, and give you an extra point. You have 3 seconds with the topic, a holiday without the kids, starting now.
A holiday without the kids is one I do not remember before my children were born. I really... Oh!
An extra point for Shappy for talking as the whistle went. And, well, this is fascinating. Giles is in the lead with 10 points. Tony and Shappy are now equal second with 8 points. And Joe, 1 point behind with 7 points. So anything could happen. Well, this is a fine time, isn't it, to go into our final round. And Giles, your topic is a pot plant. You have 60 seconds starting now.
I have no difficulty with this subject. Cannabis sativa is my favourite pot plant, and I have been growing it for years for medical purposes purely.
I'm reaching for the smelling salts. Joe, you've interrupted.
I'm just going to call the police. If you don't mind. And that is really deviation. That's a deviant you are there, Giles. Growing drugs in your house. What medical purposes, by the way?
Silence. I'm just speed dialing my solicitor. I'm so sorry. It won't be a moment.
You don't appear to be defending yourself, so I'm going to say that's a correct interruption for deviation, Joe. And you have 50 seconds now. A pot plant, starting now.
Well, I have lots of pot plants in my house. Not one single one is still alive. And I'm proud to say I've killed them all off during lockdown.
You appear to have concluded nothing. Tony's interrupted, yes?
Deviation. She's telling us about lots of pot plants instead of a pot plant.
Oh, pedant.
Oh. And she'd stopped. And she clearly didn't have anything else to say. I was kind of rescuing her.
No, I did, but Giles was trying to stare me out as if he'd got some sort of contract.
I'm afraid it's because I'm on drugs. My eyes are like this, you know how it is. Round and round in circles.
I stopped, fair enough, I did stop.
Yeah, you just ground to a halt. And Tony, the subject is now yours. Off you go, a pot plant, 34 seconds starting now.
If you were going to frame someone for drugs, then a pot plant would be something that you might need to become quite good at. Putting it in the corner.
Joe has interrupted you.
How can you become quite good at a pot plant?
I was about to tell you and you interrupted me. I don't really want to use this up. If I win the challenge, I've got 20 seconds telling you how.
No, you haven't. I'm giving the subject to Joe now. Joe, correct challenge. You have 23 seconds starting now.
I was given a very lovely pot plant recently. It's huge.
Tony has interrupted.
No, you haven't, because they're all dead.
It's recent enough. I was given it just as I set out today, so I don't know if it's dead yet.
No, I think it's fair that having given the subject to you for a spurious reason, I give it back to Tony for an equally silly reason. So that evens it up. Tony, you have 14 seconds left on a pot plant starting now.
I have a delightful pot plant and I've called him Chris. I'm not even sure what sex it is, but it seems...
Shappy has interrupted.
You can't gender a pot plant.
No, you can't. So it
you
is.
Can if you're determined enough.
Or also, if you're not sure what gender he is, why are you calling him?
You should be saying they.
Yeah,
anyway.
Exactly.
Claudia Winkleman does this thing on the radio.
Well, that's because she's called Claudia Winkleman. If she were called Claudia Winkle person, it would be not such a problem.
Well, I've lost the will to live. Who was talking when all this started? You were... Shappy, we've not heard from you for a while.
Oh.
Would you like the topic?
Yes, please.
Well, you can't have it. It's still with you. You have 8 seconds starting now.
Alison was suggested by some of the other people in my household, but I wasn't having any of it because they told me you cannot gender a plant, but I was determined.
Tony Hawks was talking when the whistle went, an extra point for you. And at the end of the game, well, they all played very well indeed, but as the final whistle goes, I can tell you, in fourth place, it's not Shappy, it's Joe. In third place, take a wild guess, it was Shappy. And we have joint winners this week, Tony and Giles. And there, alas, we are going to leave you. I'd like to thank all of our lovely players today, Giles Brandreth, Shappy Corsandi, Joe Brand and Tony Hawks. I also thank the great Ian Messiter, who devised the show, and the inimitable Nicholas Parsons, who shaped and guided it for many years and whose spirit, I like to think, loiters friskily in this very theatre. Thanks also to Caroline Barlow, who blew her whistle so expertly, and our producer, Victoria Lloyd. Just a Minute is a BBC Studios production. I've been Julian Clary. Thank you for listening. And do please join us again next time when we play Just a Minute. I thank you. Thank you.